It's nothing like I've ever experienced.
Fire shooting out of the deck. A really cool waterfall thingy that would spell words.
With the dimming of the lights and spotlights on the pool.
They'd have the flamethrowers go off on the side of the pool, which is really sweet.
It's a pretty daunting experience, to be honest.
When Purdue swimmers Emily Fogel, Danny Tucker, Kristen Gilson, and Luke Trimmer usually take to the pool for their meets, it's a little more intimate affair than one that features pyrotechnics and light shows. But late last month, these student athletes got a taste of what it's like to be on the national stage competing against some of the best in the world. The four were among 19 Boilermakers who participated in the U.S. Olympic trials in Omaha, Nebraska. Fogel competed in the 100 and 200 meter breaststroke at the event. The junior says swimming in that atmosphere forced her to raise her level of performance, both physically and mentally.
There's Michael Phelps, Ryan Lochte, Rebecca Stoney, all those Olympians at that meet, and you're expected to swim with them and race them and potentially beat them. So in order to do that, you have to have your confidence at an all-time high and just knowing that you've put in the work and just swimming your heart out.
Neither Fogel nor any of her teammates qualified for a spot on the U.S. roster that will swim for gold in London this summer, but Purdue women's swim coach John Klinge says calling the Olympic trials a failure would be short-sighted.
I think it's a good sign that we took 19 athletes to the Olympic trials, but I think more importantly, it was just one more experience against really, you know, international level athletes, and that just helps prepare us for stepping up racing and doing well.
Olympic gold medals will have to wait for Purdue swimmers, but they believe the experience of competing against those heading to London could translate into another title that has eluded the program for nearly 100 years, a Big Ten championship.
Well, it definitely eases the tension from big meets like that because, you know, you go to Olympic trials, everyone's watching, you know, it's a huge scale meet. So going to Big Tens, you know, I can be a lot more relaxed. I've seen a lot of big meets, and this is just a good sign of what's to come.
Danny Tucker is the team's reigning most valuable swimmer. He has his sights set squarely on establishing Purdue as one of the elite programs in the conference. The Boilermakers have a storied history of swimming, with several Olympians and individual champions. But as a team, Purdue has never been able to capture a conference crown. Men's head coach Dan Ross says in order for that to change, the 10 men and 9 women who competed in Omaha need to build on that meet to spur their development.
Next season, we should see the benefits in this pool and in the Big Ten championships and NCAA championships and whatnot. So we're kind of a delayed gratification sport. Is it what you do this season as far as physiological work just shows up the next season?
Few people may have a better understanding of how this group of Purdue swimmers can use their Olympic trial experiences better than Darlene Rainey.
If I can remember one thing, I remember my knees not, you know, wobbling up there as I was getting ready to step on the blocks. It's very nerve-wracking.
That's Rainey's account of competing in the 1988 U.S. Olympic trials. The Purdue grad is now an assistant swim coach and recruiting coordinator for the Boilermakers. Rainey also is one of the most accomplished swimmers in school history. She used her Olympic trial experience as a building block for a career that included individual Big Ten championships and becoming Purdue's first female All-American in the sport. Rainey says if the current batch of Purdue swimmers that got a taste of Olympic-level competition can channel the lessons learned, they can have similar success.
It's hard to explain until you're in that moment, the excitement level and the intensity level. So the more they can do at that level, the better off they'll be at the Big Ten championship. At the Purdue versus IU meets, which is intense, at NCAAs and beyond.
The spotlights and fire shows are now over. Purdue swimmers are back to spending the bulk of their time in the more familiar lanes of the school's aquatic center. But Emily Fogel says now that the Boilermakers have literally been alongside greatness, they are only more motivated to take their skills to the next level.
I think this will only help for recruiting and just showing everyone that, you know, Purdue is a place where fast swimming is bred. I mean, Big Tens, we've only been moving up. NCAAs, we've been sending a lot of swimmers. So trials is just another showcase of what Purdue swimming is. And I think it will definitely help in the future.
A future that looks as bright as the lights that greeted the team at the Olympic trials. Sam Clement, WBAA News.